They all knew. The kids all knew that I weren't supposed to be there, I think. And they were like, I was lucky, man. They liked me and stuff. I hope most of them anyway. You know, like I was teaching for a few years and like some of them old enough now to like come through to the gigs and stuff. And like their parents have come to the gigs. And now like my voice has been on the radio.
Yeah.
And obviously my surname being like super unique. I'm used to being recognized everywhere I go because I teach people. So everyone's like, oh, Mr. Schmerich, Mr. Schmerich, sir. And now I don't know if people know me from, I'm like, did I used to teach you or have you heard the music?
Das ist der britische Musiker Anthony Smirek und der erzählt hier gerade im Interviewformat Teletalks auf YouTube von seinem Karriereumschwung. Eine Weile hat er als Lehrer an einer Schule gearbeitet, aber die Schülerinnen, die haben ihm seine Rolle dort nicht so ganz abgekauft. Und heute, da kommen sie zu seinen Gigs. Aber so ganz weit weg ist das Musikerdasein nicht von seinem alten Beruf als Englischlehrer. Die Songs von Anthony Smirek, die basieren nämlich auf seinen Spoken-Word-Gedichten. Im Popwetter lernt ihr den britischen Newcomer heute kennen. Es ist Donnerstag, der 7. September. Mein Name ist Jesse Hughes. Hi!
Hey, I'm Anthony Schmerich. I make music that is words first, poetry, I guess. It's kind of spoken word. It's a bit stream of consciousness.
Is hope included in this meal deal or? Nah, I didn't think so. The good stuff never is. You know, when you forget what you were trying to say, well, it's like that, but with everything, over time.
And kind of set to UK dance music or UK hip-hop influence stuff. And there's a bit of, like, alternative in the influence in there as well. So I think words first and then the genre kind of comes second, and if it can help the words, then it's done its job.
Words first, sagt Anthony Smirek über seine Musik. Genre second. Eine begeisterte BBC6-Moderatorin, die findet andere Worte, um die Musik von Anthony Smirek zu beschreiben. Somebody spliced Mike Skinner with Simon Armitage. Simon Armitage ist ein bekannter Autor und Poet aus Nordengland. Und Mike Skinner, klar, den kennt ihr. Und zwar besser als The Streets. The Streets, beziehungsweise Mike Skinner. Anfang der 2000er ist der ein Vorreiter, was die Kombination aus britischem Spoken-Word-Gesang und Rap mit tanzbarer Clubmusik angeht. Und er ist bekannt dafür, mit seinen Songs Geschichten zu erzählen. Die sind auch für Anthony Smirek Basis seiner Songs.
So I've been writing for a long time, really. I was writing novels first and then short stories and then poems. And it kind of just kept getting shorter and more concise and like rhyming, and there's a bit more musicality in there. And I was performing a lot. I was doing like open mic nights and spoken word stuff around Manchester. And then when the pandemic hit, I bought like a little synthesizer and had like a 90-day trial on Ableton, which is something that like I'm not very good at using, and put an EP together. It just felt like a natural progression or like a passion project, I guess. And then from there it got picked up and it sort of got bigger. We got more people on board, got the band on board, and yeah, I can't imagine doing anything else now, to be fair. And that's a big smile for a sad face.
Dieses Jahr im März hat Anthony Smirek seine Debüt-EP veröffentlicht. Die heißt passenderweise Poems to Dance To. Und seit August gibt's auch schon wieder neue Musik. Die neue Single von Anthony Smirek, die lehnt sich ausgerechnet an diesen klassischen Folksong an. Wer Silvester schon mal in Großbritannien verbracht hat, der weiß, Auld Lang Syne singt man dort ganz gern zum Jahreswechsel. Eine Art traditionelles Verabschieden des alten Jahres. Nicht unbedingt ein Lied also, an das man mitten im Sommer so denkt. Aber Anthony Smirek's Single, die heißt The Words to Auld Lang Syne.
Yeah, I thought it was quite funny to release like a New Year's Eve anthem, I guess, in July, but it's supposed to feel like New Year's Eve without actually... I mean, it doesn't mention New Year's Eve at all in the song. It mentions the song, Auld Lang Syne. And the idea is that, like, everyone starts the year pretending to know the words to this song. Everyone just mumbles along and no one ever sort of looks it in the eye or mentions it. And it's like, we come up with all of these resolutions and these things that we want to do, and yet we start the year by pretending. And I think there's, like, something quite beautiful in that, like, admitting that. And I think New Year's Eve itself is quite difficult, or it, for me especially, or like maybe for a lot of people, there's a lot of pressure on it. And it can be this beautiful thing because you're surrounded by your loved ones, but it's also like a marker of things changing and maybe things not quite going your way. But, you know, you're supposed to hold on to your loved ones tightly. And I think that comes across in the tune, hopefully, as well. Hey, I'm Anthony Schmerich and you're listening to the words to Auld Lang Syne on Pop Filler.
Did you ever learn the words to Auld Lang Syne? I didn't, but I really missed you, achingly so. And I never knew that you'd get married and I'd still be living down here on my own. Disco 2023. And poor me, am I right? My overdraft just bought us a round of drinks, isn't it polite? Give up your seat on the bus and say thanks for the drive. None of these jobs existed in the Stone Age and they'll disappear again in 100 years' time. So just shrug your shoulders, you'll be fine. And let me hold you for a second, if only just your gaze. Tomorrow's never promised, but neither was today. And when you need a friend, I'll be there. I'm in every city light, eyes wide into the night. Eyes wide into the night. And we're not getting wiser, we're only getting older. And that's the thing I know the most. Aren't we all just smashed atoms and poached egg on toast, if you think about it? But maybe don't. Lost in the moment as the moment explodes. No more martyrs, no more ghosts. I promise I'll always be there when you need me the most. And maybe drifting apart is just slowly gliding back together. The long way round, anti-shortcut, lazy river. Because what's 6 months in the space-time continuum? Lean on your nostalgia or move into the ambiguous. Your hand half holds mine and our fingers experimentally entwine. I really think we can do this, I think we've really got this this time. For a second, if only just your gaze. Tomorrow's never promised, but neither was today. And when you need a friend, I'll be there. I'm in every city light, eyes wide into the night. Eyes wide into the night. Shoulder to shoulder, doubtful but just the same amount as always. And let me hold you for a second, if only just your gaze. Tomorrow's never promised, but neither was today. And when you need a friend, I'll be there. I'm in every city light, eyes wide into the night. Eyes wide into the night. And let me hold you for a second, if only just your gaze. Tomorrow's never promised, but neither was today. And when you need a friend, I'll be there. I'm in every city light, eyes wide into the night. Eyes wide into the night. And let me hold you for a second, please.
Der britische Newcomer Anthony Smerich aus Manchester. Der hat bisher erst eine EP veröffentlicht, aber seine Karriere nimmt gerade ein bisschen an Fahrt auf. Dieses Jahr hat er nämlich unter anderem schon auf dem legendären britischen Glastonbury Festival gespielt. Das war der Popfilter für heute. Mit mir, Jessie Hughes, und ich sage ciao. Bis morgen.
Dieser Podcast wird vermarktet durch die Podcastbude.